It feels good to be back still.
Bro, it'll feel good once we hear our past recordings, you know? It's been a while.
Yo, this guy straight went for Andre's throat. That, this guy's...
Wait, you didn't tell him? Bro, I lost the files.
You lost the files.
Alright, I'm gonna send them back to you, bro.
I lost mine.
Damn, we had some pretty good topics last week too, eh?
Last week, fam, that was like 5 weeks ago.
Shit. Yeah, they already fucking know. That's like, but nah, I got a new rig. I made a new PC.
Yo, Andre's set up, fam.
Nice, nice.
He's set up for success.
Yo, Vim, guess how many gigs of RAM I'm running?
16?
Yeah, you know it.
I don't even know what that means.
I was trying to run 18, but my computer was like, I actually can't do that.
You can't? There's no way you can configure 18, bro.
Why not?
It's 16 or 32.
These niggas are nerds.
I was trying to just run 18.
Man called me a nerd. Guess what, bro? Next time you want to build a PC, I ain't helping.
None of us are helping.
I got a Mac. I'm set.
Yeah, he's
exactly. You got a MacBook, bro.
I ain't running
Vomit.
No PC vomit, games. Vomit. I ain't no gamer like that.
Jesus. Yo, Vim, Fortnite on this thing?
Oh, let's run. Yo, I'll turn on the stream.
Let's run it, yo.
Oh.
Yo, run a podcast. Yo, podcast who is run Fortnite?
Yeah, let's not invite Eric. Fuck that guy. I'm kidding. Yo, big up Eric.
Yo, baby. TM32, me and Vim.
I can't. I can't do that. I can never disrespect my boy.
I legit thought Vim was gonna be like, yeah. I see. I was gonna be like,
Nah. You can't be biting the hand that feeds you, bro. Eric is my boy.
This guy knows.
Oh shit. Okay.
Yo, Eric's put me on so much shit. All right. And the latest thing that Eric's put me on, yo. Big up, Eric.
I know.
Exactly. Hey, respect.
Yeah. Yo, shit, bro. Jeez. So like, how deep is it?
I mean, like, we're talking, you know. We were supposed to go out on what was it, Friday? Yeah, we were supposed to go out Friday, but she wasn't feeling well, so I was like, yeah, it's cool. We can reschedule.
So this man didn't go in as deep as I thought.
Deep. Welcome back to the TM32 podcast.
My name is Eric. I thought I was gonna take over again.
I thought he was already in deep.
I'm not that deep.
He's kidding.
I respect women.
Yeah. My name's Eric. Andre.
Respect women still.
Respect women 2019, 2020.
Nah, respect women for year one.
Forever.
Yeah, always be respecting
women. Should have been respecting women, and you should continue to respect women.
Anyways, welcome back to the TM32 podcast. Yeah, still,
welcome back. It's been a minute.
We got Uncle Vim back on the...
Uncle Vim's here.
Hey, yo, what's up? What's up?
On the mic.
Yo, Vim.
Yo, Uncle Vim.
Mala Vim, you know?
Yo, you can follow me. Oh, sorry, we also have Andre here, in case y'all didn't know.
Yeah, nah, fuck me. Fuck the nigger in the podcast.
Jeez, hard in that.
It's fine, guys. Yeah, fuck me, I guess.
Big up Andre, bro.
Oh, my God. You can follow Andre on Instagram at andre.brxwn, because X marks the spot. You can follow me at eric.nipal. You can follow Vim at levimmy_ball.
This guy's just
going. That's
right.
Follow us on
Instagram at TM32.
He's still going, bro. He's still going.
And then Twitter at TM32P.
Eric, I'm sorry.
Hey, yo, what you do, bro? Who hurt you, dog?
I don't know what I did. I know, like, who hurt you?
I got the best advice the other day. Alright.
We can't even talk about my topic. Wow.
I just wanted to start it off to make sure you guys know that you're worth it, okay? You're worthy. Alright? The best advice I ever got. I tweeted this too. I said, pick someone that chooses you every day. Alright.
Damn.
That's all I got.
Eric, do you choose me every day, bro?
Yeah, I did. That's why you think I hit you up.
Exactly. There you go. I respect that.
And you know, I got put in my spot, and he's like, yo, just remember you're worthy. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And that you deserve more. And I'm like, oh, shit, I guess you're right. And then she hit me with that quote, and I'm like, oh, fuck. me. And yeah, I'm chilling. Yeah, that's my life. That's my
Jeez. Life. What the fuck just happened, bro?
I don't know, bro.
Yo, I'm looking at my plants right now, trying to figure out what happened. Like, they're trying to tell me what happened. Like, what?
I just had you to take okay, over Eric? For a minute. I just wanted to say that pick someone that chooses you every day. Okay.
This nigga disregarded everything I had to say and then went on his own dead. Okay.
Andre, I just had to pull at you. I remember. Remember fuck them hoes?
Oh, yikes.
Anyways. Andre, what's up?
For all y'all that listen, for you certain type of high schoolers following me all of a sudden on Instagram.
Oh shit.
And you know who you are. Look, I respect the follow, but all of you following me at once, kinda sus. Like, look guys, y'all in high school still. I don't even That's care if you're illegal. About to graduate, bro. Like, I'm about to pop out. You're about to pop in. Like, I can't be seen with y'all. Sorry, I just want to let y'all know. I respect the follow, but you're making me look kind of sus, guys. You
just follow me instead. Still.
Sure.
Yeah, Eric short. You can get away with
shallow,
it.
Shallow follow
exactly.
Me.
Exactly. I got ID today, so.
Oh.
Yeah, Eric, you're going to have to face good. That for, like, the rest of your life, bro.
Nah, bro. It's cause I don't actually. Yeah, you're right.
I was gonna say, bro. I don't get ID. I'm not even legal.
Oh, not even in the States. That's right.
Not even legal.
Bro. So,
Gucci. But yeah, I had to go on that little Instagram tangent because you guys are kind of freaking me out, guys. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Little bit. Anyways, yo, Vim, Eric, how was your weeks?
You know, started pretty good. Mans went to open gym, you know, balled out with the boy.
Oh, yo.
Called game and everything.
This
you know?
Guy got ice in his veins. Uncle Vim got ice in his veins.
You know, I do my best, bro. I got to start, you know, playing more ball. I got to start hitting the gym again. It's been 2 weeks since I hit the gym, bro. I feel like dirt.
Yeah, you should be like man. Dirt freaking slacker. What the fuck are you doing?
Okay, sorry not bro. Everyone has a fucking fitness.
No, he's right. No, nah, he's right, bro. Ever since I came back from reading week, bro, I don't know what's been going on, but you know, like, I fucking...
Yo, I know what's been going on.
I my sleep schedule is fucked, bro. I'm sleeping till like 3.
Yeah, your mind's busy on something, eh?
Nah, bro, relax.
Yo, ever since I came back from London, I've been depressed because, like, fucking Canada sucks. Wow. Canada all sucks, right. Bro.
Look at this guy's flexing his muscles and his physique, and now he's flexing how he gets to go be a fucking big man up in fucking...
I'm going to move to the UK when I graduate, okay? I'm telling you that now.
This nigga got so sad, he got sick.
Well, deadass...
Look at him!
I had a flu game today. Like, I was playing ball. We actually won, too, so, you know.
Yeah, flu game? This guy's playing with the flu? So nastiness.
Damn. Infecting everyone out there on the court.
Okay, wow.
Andre, how are you?
How am I? Yeah, I'm chill.
Yeah, how was your week, Andre?
How was my... I don't even remember my week. Still. What happened last week? A whole bunch of crazy. So much has happened, bro. It's kind of insane.
Who's doing you dirty? What's going on?
Who hurt you?
Who hurt you?
I didn't realize where I was going. I was like, yeah, there's a lot that's happened since the podcast.
Can you talk about that one story, please?
Which one?
Your sperm donor.
Oh God! No,
you donated sperm,
listens.
Bro.
No, my sperm. She listens.
Bro, you said you wanted to talk about this kind of stuff. No, yo, I'm here for it. Crazy, she listens, crazy. But guess what? Guess what, Andre?
What's up?
All of a sudden, you have value because you're in a relationship.
Oh, stop, Eric.
They didn't value you before, but now they do now for some reason.
Bro. She's gonna have my head, bro.
Bro, she can have my anyway.
Whoa, what the, bro? Relax.
Anyways, what the respect, fuck? Women.
Respect women. Respect women, 2020, bro.
That sucks. Yeah, right. Because we can't fucking respect them now. I guess shit. a couple weeks ago, someone hit. A couple weeks ago, I went out for coffee with a certain someone.
Was it one of the high schoolers?
No,
He's past that. He's mature. No,
I can't, dude. That's why I had to be like, yo, stop following me, guys. You're still there. It's not right. But I went out to coffee with a female a couple weeks ago, and the topic came up that if she continues this relationship with her current boyfriend, which she truly does because she does love him, but if she continues this relationship with him, she would like if I could be her sperm donor. Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
Is it because he can't?
Huh?
Is it because he can't bust?
Nah, it's a whole top. Like, we don't need to get into
got
that.
You,
part.
Got you, got
hey,
you.
Yo, speaking of busting, y'all niggas failed No Nut November yet?
I'm in a relationship. Like,
so am I.
With your right hand?
Yeah, my I was gonna say hand. With his right hand. Whoa, look at this guy. He's cheating on his righty with the lefty.
Bro, I just need to call up someone and then they'll do it for me. It's okay.
Bro, I'm 10 days strong, man. I ain't losing this war.
Alright, that's a not that's yet. A like, I don't know about you. Like, I don't know about y'all. But, like, yeah. I like nutting.
Same. Especially not, inside. Anyways.
We're not. Okay. I was gonna say, this month's not gonna stop me.
I'm about to become an uncle for real now, eh?
Okay. How did the podcast get like this, ladies and gentlemen?
Okay, yeah, I'm getting out of hand. I'm just excited to be back, you know? It's been a minute.
Yeah, I seen your excitement still, bro. But I'm a potential sperm donor. So hit me up, guys, if you would like my DNA.
His sperm.
I guess.
Yo, but that's kind of weird, isn't it? Because, like, technically that kid's your kid, eh?
But she doesn't. But she, see, that there's the dilemma wherein
dilemma
it's technically my kid. It's my kid, but I'm not the parent to it. But we still friends, though. But I'm not married to you.
But we had
a kid together.
But no. But you didn't penetrate.
I guess.
You know, you just like jerked off into a cup and then
it just
and then they put it with the eggs and then poof, baby.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, you didn't even touch her though, you know?
Oh. Yeah. My kid. But we're not together. So, you see how it makes sense, right, Lynn? Right?
Nah, I could never do that, bro. Like, what if that kid wants to, you know,
see his dad?
Right. Be with you, bro. I'm dead. And then what if I'm in a relationship?
You are.
Exactly. It's like a weird situation. I could never do that, man.
Right. Think about that. Like, I can't just be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go give my sperm to this female that I'm very close friends with. But then we're gonna have this relationship together. Like, we're gonna get married, but I'm gonna have this kid with my best friend. Like, that. Like, what?
Yo, that's kind of sick if you think about it, having a kid with your best friend with no strings attached.
But I'm not even, like, it's not even, like...
Just like that. I know, I get that. But, like...
Like, no, if it was a better friend, that's different, you know?
It's a dilemma, bro.
It's a dilemma,
like,
you know?
Like, if it was a closer friend, like, we're, like, very close, then that's a different story.
Let's just hope that it doesn't have to happen.
It's not gonna happen.
Yeah, let's just hope.
Like, look, I'm not doing. I can't do that. Like, I don't even know if me in the future could do that. I think.
Well, you can't do it. If you can't do it now, you're not going to be able to do it then.
I guess.
And you shouldn't be held against that, because
she's not gonna help. She can't help.
She best not like force you into anything.
No, she wouldn't.
Plus, I mean, like, think about it. If her man ends up leaving, like, who's gonna take care of that kid then?
Me.
I mean, like...
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, but that's not fair to you, though, right?
It's,
you know?
Yo, listen. It's fine. It's fine. So I can't even... Nah, I can't even say that. I can't even say that.
Damn.
I don't know what to say, bro.
I don't know what to... Okay, yo, just do what's best for you still.
Exactly.
You feel it, bro.
Yo, 2020, I'm
don't
gonna be
feel
selfish,
pressure. Bro. Don't feel pressured into doing it either.
Why would... Bro, I'm not doing it. I'm looking like I'm thinking about this.
Bro, we don't feel that for
that's
sure.
Good, that's good.
Bro,
that's
I'm good. Just toked, fam. That's the reason I'm talking like this. Fam.
That's good.
Hey, yo, some God. Women be crazy, bro. She'll jerk you off in your sleep and take your sperm.
Who did okay. You? Okay. Oh, wait. Okay.
What? I was going to be like, Vim, are you
nah, bro. I read a report today, oh, okay?
You read a report.
So you know what happened? Kid. This maid, she took a used condom out of the trash, and like the condom belonged to a millionaire, and she inseminated herself with that shit.
That's crazy.
And
that's...
now, like, she got, I think, $2 million from the dad.
Because
via court.
That's insane.
Oh, because that's it's a legally sick his kid, so he legally has to do that.
It's fucked, bro. And then she started a bunch of businesses with that money.
I mean, and she's giving back to community.
Yo, that's a nice finesse, still. I rate her hustle for that.
It's kind of fucked, though, eh? Because, like...
It's fucked. No, it's fucked. But the only reason, like, I'm not, like, it's, like, it's not like she, like, collect $2 million and then became, like, a derby mom.
No, but she did good with it, though. That, you know what I mean?
Yeah, she, like, she made businesses and, like, she made money moves with it. I was like,
true,
like,
but,
she,
like...
she ain't gonna waste it, like all
it's shady
other...
nonetheless. It is shady nonetheless.
Yeah, she took that nigga's sperm, bro, without asking or nothing, right?
Right, bro. You know? At least my homegirl asked. Like, she didn't even ask. She
Like, I think it's fucked that, like, all these, like, let's say, like, NBA players and shit, like, they have kids and all these baby mamas want, like, millions of dollars. But you don't need millions of dollars to take care of a kid, right?
Exactly. It doesn't cost that much.
Like, at the end of the day, they're using that money to buy cars and other shit for themselves, not, like,
they're
fucking
just trying
diapers
to flex.
And food, you know?
Which is not ideal.
Exactly. I think that's fucked. I feel like it should be the same for everyone, you know?
Wait, did y'all see that thing on Twitter where April Jones complains that Omarion is only giving her $7 a month for child support?
Really?
But guess what, bro?
What?
The child lives with Omarion.
Whose man's is that? Whose woman's is that? Oh, I'm done. Oh my god.
Hey, yo, someone come get their girl. Teams, bro.
Someone claim that, fam. What?
Someone come get their girl.
That's crazy. You seen that? That went wild, bro. But nah, bro. Females, yo, they say men are trash. Females be kind of wild sometimes, bro.
Nah,
sometimes.
Females are equal to men, bro.
Hey, let it be known, I ain't say it, guys. I didn't say it. I wasn't even thinking it.
Hey, nah, equality, bro.
Nah, equity, still.
I don't know what that means. I've kind of lost too many brain cells. Yo, I actually had this thought this week. That, you know, I think I've lost so many brain cells that I've kind of become, like, you know, a little bit slow. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what's going on. Sometimes I have trouble speaking, bro.
You just need love.
Oh, that's me still.
I do.
Even though I tell everyone loves a scam, but still.
It is.
I don't know who, yo, actually I know who hurt you. Love's not a scam, still though.
Too many people.
Too many. Okay. Literally every other girl.
Anyways, yo, let me hit you with this one quote I seen on Twitter. Wow.
Oh shit! What's up, sir?
It applies to all of our lives, and yours, and whoever's listening to. Right. All right. Look, it says, "I don't know who needs to hear this, but stop being another chapter in someone's book when you were making them the lead in yours."
So poetic.
I didn't even understand what that meant.
Oh my god.
This guy really did lose all the brain cells.
I'm serious, bro. I couldn't keep up with that. I'm sorry.
Are you in your feels? It's okay.
Who?
You.
Nah, dude, I told you. Hi, bro.
Oh. That's understandable.
My feelings. Oh, my girl's outside watching a movie. How'd it be my feelings? We're all good.
Yo.
It's Matt finna pass out, bro.
Alive?
Nah, I'm not passing out. I'm on Twitter. I'm trying to find something.
Okay, so let me talk about... Yo, I have a conspiracy theory, Vim.
He has a conspiracy theory?
Conspiracy theory, whatever.
Yeah.
I hit me with that.
Yo, okay, taking medication like Tylenol. or medication
you think they cost so much
because the government and rich people want us to die. One is middle class. That's population control right there. They want the middle class and lower class gone. That's why they cost so much for medication and health and all that shit.
I don't agree with that. You know what? Because here's the thing. Them rich people, they aren't the people working, dog. It's us. The middle class people be the ones working. So why would they want to get rid of us? Because them rich people aren't going to work.
Bro, what they just run slaves from another country. They're doing that today.
Jeez. Wait, bro. Wait, you realize like most of these medical companies aren't just like staying in like the U.S. and like it's like globally.
Yeah,
I think
so. That means they'd have to be global control.
I think.
Yeah, population control.
But if you do global population control, and you say they're trying to take slaves, where are they taking the slaves from?
From.
Not everybody population controlled. Everyone slowed down, so you can't take slaves from nowhere if everyone's doing it.
I think a real conspiracy though is the cure to cancer, because you know, like, think about how many millions of dollars people have donated towards finding a cure for cancer. Why haven't they released something yet? You know,
charity's a scam.
I think low key charities are a scam.
Not all.
But quite a few are though.
You're donating all this money to these charities that aren't even producing results.
Oh, it's the hope. It's faith.
It's the faith, but like, eventually you run out of that.
But you can't run out of faith.
I don't know.
That's why it's
faith. I don't know about that one.
Nah, think about it. You can't run out of faith. Because if you ran out of faith, you just don't have faith.
Guess you can say I don't have faith. Dun dun dun! I'm joking.
I'll put the X Files.
That one hit me.
Who hurt you, fam?
Yo,
I can't talk. Y'all about
guys, wait, what you mean?
Wait, we just talked about our team.
Sperm donor, bro. How you can't talk about your ish, bro?
It's hard to put in words, man. You know, shit's fucked.
With how they fuck? Who fucking you up, bro?
Why are they fucking you up? I'm not fucking you
up, Eric, how come you haven't kicked their ass yet? Yo, Eric, fake friends still.
I didn't even know about this, nigga. Oh,
nah, actually, to be honest, I haven't told Eric anything. I didn't even know this shit. Yeah, I haven't told Eric anything.
Yo, I'll go pull up on him right now.
That's the thing, though. You can't pull up on them because, you know, it's a girl.
Well,
so what?
I'll get shorty on her. I'll get another shorty on her.
Anyone that hurts my homies, bro.
Nah, it's not something she's doing on purpose. It's not something she's doing on purpose, bro.
Oh, so she's doing you dirt? Unintentionally.
Nah. It's definitely not her fault. Everything is my fault, bro. Honestly,
it's not your fault.
It's honestly all in my head, bro. Like, I just gave her too much headspace, you know. It's like fucking. Carl Anthony Towns and like fucking Joel Embiid.
She gave him too much.
She living rent free in my head. That's the problem.
Damn, yeah, she got real estate on your head.
Yeah, man, that's the problem.
She got real estate up in there.
She living rent free up in my head, man. That's the problem.
You gotta evict some people still.
That's the problem. Like every morning I wake up and I think like, yo, all right, like. I'm not gonna respond there. I'm not, you know, I'm just gonna leave her on red or whatever. Nah,
this female needs a thump in her head. Still.
Yeah, and then like I still end up fucking, you know, like responding and like hitting her up and stuff. It's fucked, man.
Wait.
What's up?
Don't say it like that, Eric.
Don't say it like that, man.
I know what's coming. I know what's coming. This nigga said what?
This guy.
Is it a completely different one?
No, it's a completely different girl, bro.
I was about to pull up on you.
Yeah, no, I know.
What do you mean you're about to pull up on him? I'm about to pull up on her.
First, I gotta make two stops, one on him and one on her.
Why on Vim? What does Vim do?
If it was someone else, but it's not.
No. If it was the girl that I'm talking to, no. It's two different girls, bro. That's the problem.
Shut up, nigga. I don't know what's going on. Eric, where's Eric? You have all this sauce, but you're keeping it to yourself. What are you doing?
Bro, everyone's been telling me that. This guy. Bro, cool.
You're so dumb, bro.
People at the mall be telling me, I know you pull hoes. I'm like,
bitch, what? Bro. Eric pulling hoes? What?
Yo, this nigga mad at millionaires, but this is the man that has all the fucking sauce. You're the fucking problem.
Did I? One of my coworkers the other day, she was telling me that one of her friend walked in, and then they walked out, both of them. She was like, oh my god, that guy's so hot. I'm like, you're lying. And then she went on to say that that she wasn't. And I'm like, shit, there's actually hope for me. I can pull my hoes.
Yeah.
Bro, you're a sweeter go out there.
Yo, females don't like making first moves, bro. I don't even. You can tell them it's the 21st century, it's 2020, 2019, till you're blue in the face. You can tell them that all the time. They're still not going to make the first move. Because man them need to make first move still.
I hate that, though.
I hate it, too.
Because, like, you never know when it's the right time, right? And you never know if it's, like, mixed signals or, like...
Mm-hmm.
Or like
they're the ones that made us insecure. Exactly. But they want us to feel that we... Because
you never know if Shorty's just stringing you along, right? And then you
ask her out. Exactly. And that's happened to too many of us many times.
And then you ask her out, and she's like, oh, I only like you as a friend, you know?
PTSD.
Hey.
It's happened to all guys, bro. Like, honestly, you can't blame some of these guys.
Some of them. You can't blame some.
No, I didn't say all of them, right? You know?
Yeah, I know. No, I'm just making sure, like, everyone caught that. Like you said, you can't blame some of them. So.
I mean, some niggas are trash.
Yeah, some niggas are trash. Like, I remember I was listening to this one podcast, and they were talking about, like, authentic sauce and inauthentic sauce. So, like, what Eric and what you got of him, like, how you go to the gym all the time, and you do that for health reasons. But you kind of buff up and you can pull. That's authentic sauce.
Nah, but like I also do the same thing for like mental health.
Wait, I want to hear this.
That's the thing. You're doing that, but you also like in doing that and keeping your body healthy, you can pull holes because your shit's genuine. That's like authentic sauce. But a man that goes to the gym and just does it for the shorties,
authentic sauce. Oh, okay.
But at the same time, those guys are the ones pulling.
They think they pull and they seem like they pull, but in reality they're not. Yeah. Mans can pull with inauthentic sauce, but inauthentic sauce expires.
The fake sauce. Oh, what? Shit! He just said that sauce expires, bro.
Oh my
fuck.
God!
That hit hard.
Yo, I'm in my poetry bag right now.
So you're saying my time is expiring soon?
Wait, I didn't say you had inauthentic sauce.
Yeah.
Wait, inauthentic. Oh, I thought you said authentic sauce. Oh, okay.
No. Inauthentic sauce expires. Real sauce lasts forever.
Damn.
Eric got a lot of sauce, bro. Mm-hmm. It's saucy.
It's like that one man. He's like, you remember when juice was his thing? Everyone's like, oh, this nigga got the juice, bro. Yo, juice? Expires,
oh,
yo. Sauce is forever.
Yeah. Yo, you seen that too on Twitter?
That was fire when I saw that. I was like, yo, that's for true.
Juice expires, sauce is forever. Fuck, that's true,
sauce
though.
Sauce is forever.
That's dead ass. Damn.
Like sometimes sauce be lasting forever, bro.
Yo, sauce be lasting forever. Yo, Gucci Man said it best, bro. A man with no sauce is lost, but that same man can get lost in the sauce.
Uh oh.
I have a photo of that in my phone to this day. I'm not even capping. I look at it sometimes and I'm like, he's right. I'm not even kidding, bro.
This guy's not.
I think about that way too often, bro.
But that's why you got the sauce. That's why you got the shorty, fam.
Yeah, I try.
That's true.
I
try, man. Andre is the most successful out of all of us so far.
Hey, chill, bro, gas me up. Like,
deadass. And then Viv, you're on the come up too. Relax.
I'm on the come up, but who knows? Oh my god, okay, Fred Van Vliet be saucy. Holy.
I lied.
I'm sorry, I'm watching the game.
You guys are watching the game? Damn, I'm the only one not watching the game.
I thought he was watching the game.
Bro, he just pulled up from like 5 feet away from the 3-line, dog. Like,
see, Eric, saucy. Eric, that's the. I just sent Eric the photo. Like, yo. That's the photo, bro.
Oh shit.
Man, no sauce is lost, but that same man can get lost in the sauce, bro. I've had that since 10th grade.
Bro.
I've had that photo since 10th grade.
Back to 10th grade.
Not even kidding.
Yo, throw back to 10th grade. Oh.
Yo,
10th what are you grade talking Twitter about, bro? Chat, it's grade we 10. Ruthless. We Canadian. Oh, it's grade gosh. 10. Come on.
But nah, that Twitter group chat.
Twitter group chat, that Kick group chat, all that shit.
Vim, that Twitter group chat, people lost lives in that. Yo, Caleb, if you're listening to this, Caleb, welcome. Yo, I'm sorry.
Hey, yo, Wagwan, what did you say, Caleb?
There was so much that... Yo, fam.
He caught fire for no reason.
He did. I'm not going to say I still have photos of those. Like, those photos that you exposed, I'm not going to say I still half of my phone. But, yo, you got so much flack for that shit, bro.
The man's doing good now. Mad. Trust.
Yo, kill him got sauce, bro.
The man's doing good. Trust me.
The sauce. Trust me. Got the juice. He got the sauce.
Okay, let's go into this topic then. Wow, lovely. How do you guys like choose who you surround yourself with?
How do I choose who I surround myself
with? Yeah.
I choose the people who don't make me want to kill myself.
Wait, oh my God. Okay. Well,
no cap.
Well, sir.
Oh my
no
God.
No cap. It's a process for me still. Like, I gotta, like, weed you out first. Because on the outside, you can look like I couldn't fuck with you, but deep down, there's something that we can both connect to. Or vice versa, you look like I can fuck with you on the outside, but deep down, you're not it still. So it takes a process for me.
Okay, that's understandable. That's proper. Vim?
That was good.
Are you gonna answer the fucking question?
I did, bro. I surround myself with people who make me feel good. People who don't make me want to kill myself, bro.
That's a lot of people.
Oh,
or
my
that's
God.
Not a lot of people.
Exactly, yeah, that's true.
My aunt was telling me when I was in the UK or England.
Oh, here, England. Yeah, yeah.
I know. Yo, when I went to the UK, still, guys.
All right, so what did your auntie say? Yeah, big up KSI. Congratulations on beating Logan. Right? Sidemen. Big up. England is my city. Yo, big up Nick Crompton. Now, what you got to say, mate? Wagwan. Wagwan, mate. What you want to say?
Wait, what was that? Kissing my teeth? Yo, can we talk about that? Before you go off, Eric?
Yeah, go for it.
Yo. I remember men used to clown that British guy. The fight now versus fire. It kissing my teeth.
What? England is my city?
Bringing that dirty. Bringing that sussy. Yo, that shit was fire. And then the end when he was like, Batman, da-da-da-da-da.
Oh.
That was fucking flames.
That was like legit. That was like grade 11, fam.
That was sick, though.
Yo, that album is so underrated.
It is. It's so long, though. That's the thing.
Like, it had a key songs on it, like Passion Fruit.
Oh, yeah, Passion Fruit.
Madam, what is it called? Madam.
Fake Love was a good one.
Fake Love.
What was the other one? Was 21 on that?
Fudge. Hey, yo, big up 21. He's also from England.
He's from... Anyways, Eric, continue.
Oh, I was just saying, my aunt was telling... She was giving me life advice. I'm like, whoa, relax. I haven't seen you in like 6 years. How you give me life advice?
Jeez. This nigga put her in his place. Yo, this nigga was like, yo, I ain't even seen you in for a minute. You can't tell me where to fucking live.
Fuck you, Noah. But she's like, surround yourself with people that's going to bring you further in life.
That's facts, though.
That's facts. Why do you think that's I still facts. Chill with Andre? I mean, I don't chill with him physically, but you know. But you know, he's there in the distance. One day I'll be able to listen. Yo, I was thinking the other day. I really miss this guy.
Yo. Teenage Fever. Do Not Disturb. Do Not Disturb is pretty. Oh, Do Not Disturb is really. Yo, Do Not Disturb is a really good Drake song. But yeah, I miss you too, Eric.
Vim, you just notice how he just like. Ignored
Wait,
me
back,
for a
come
second.
Come back, please, come back. Bro, I'm spacing out, man. Like
Give
I
me
said,
a second.
I don't have many brain cells anymore.
Bro, what's going on? This podcast is gone. What?
I don't know, man.
Yo,
what
bro,
is
just
life,
know.
Bro?
Surround yourself with people that are going to bring you further in life.
Damn, anybody can bring me further in life at this point.
Damn, it's like that.
I'm at the low, bro.
Oh my God, no, you're not, fam.
I'm on the low.
We're gonna take a quick intermission from the podcast. I gotta take my dog out. Give me a second.
What? What's going on?
Bro, honest, real shit, I get why you dress a lot, dude. I also came from nothing. That's why I flex what I got. But
wait,
I keep
why
my day
dress
once.
A lot?
That's what my mama taught. Keeping it tight like King Arthur and Lancelot. Uncle Vim said it first. You heard it here first, dude.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I don't. I'm just reading shit from my new rap, bro. I'm sorry.
Your new rap? Oh, bro, when are we gonna drop the song? Yo, just so you guys know, me and Vim are dropping a song. I'm rewriting my parts, to be honest.
Oh yeah, because you were dissing that girl earlier. Yeah.
Because I was, yeah. I was in my feels when yeah. I made that one.
It's all good. Damn. It's all good.
Damn.
But yeah, you
don't watch that. She coming to play, she ruined my day, yeah. You gonna do me like that, you coming with me, make you okay, anyways.
Yo, when we do drop our song, dude, we gotta do a music video. Let's be real.
We gotta do a music video?
Yeah.
Say let's got the production money for that.
Nah, we don't need no production money, okay? We can do this like men. Alright, we're on the come up. Alright,
on the come up. Fab, who's recording for actually I have a camera, but I don't know how that works,
bro. Hey, I got the lackeys, bro, they'll record for us.
Who's the lackeys?
My roommates.
Oh, which one?
My boy Jacob. Yo, big up Jacob.
Big up Jacob.
Boy. Yeah. Fuck the other one. I'm kidding.
Damn.
I'm kidding.
Damn. Yo, I heard you got us Australian viewers. Tell me about him.
Yeah, you know, man's making it big on TikTok. I got into this.
Yo, Vim is popping on TikTok.
But yeah, I became friends with this Australian dude. He invited me to his Discord server. It's a lot of Australian people. His viewers became my viewers. You know, they pull up to my streams and stuff. You know, I'm in a group chat with a bunch of other TikTokers. They all got like 50k viewers each. Or followers, sorry. But yeah, you know.
Yo, shout out your boys, because they're listening a lot.
Yeah, alright, yo. Shout out Silly Salmon. I love you, bro. Yo, shout out my boy Toe Muncher.
Oh my god.
That's his name, bro. That's his name.
Nah, the fact that you actually said that with a straight face. I knew he said that with a straight face.
That's true. Yo, I gotta respect my boys. Hey, yo, shout out Rickard, dog. You know? I respect the boys. Hey, yo, shout out Destiny. You live rent free in my head. Side.
Rent free. Wait, is that the girl?
Yeah.
Damn, you name dropped her?
Yeah, it's all good. She won't listen to the podcast. She's too busy anyways.
That's some shade there. I know that's some high-key shade there.
Nah. Plus, I'm hoping fucking Andre just bleeps that out, to be honest.
Andre ain't even here. You gotta tell him when you come back.
True.
This guy left mid-podcast to
Yeah, yo, welcome to the Uncle Vim and Eric show. What's poppin'?
Might as well. This is the third time this guy did that to us. What is
Yo, you better hope you don't see us on the court together, bro, because we popping. Ain't nobody can keep me out the post, and I ain't even a post player, bro.
This guy's not even a post player, he's a guard.
Exactly.
He's a guard. 6'3".
Exactly. Hey, yo, fuck that guy who wore the DeMar DeRozan jersey. How dare you wear a Spurs DeMar DeRozan jersey?
Fake-ass. Oh, I know you. Bro, you seen his, the way he shoots?
Exactly,
he shoots
bro.
The ball.
Man with was his head. Like, yeah, that was all a fluke, bro. Every shot he made. And then every time, like, I fucking hated the fact he was on our team, man. Like, every time he just, like, request the ball and he'd chuck it up. And then he was missing a bunch too, bro, which pissed
me off.
He's
missing oh my god. This guy just shoots to. He shouldn't be shooting the ball.
Exactly, bro. And, like, he was pissed because I shot right in his face and fucking drained that shit too. He was pissed. Don't ever disrespect my shot, man.
Don't disrespect the Vimy ball shot. Exactly.
I'm cleaner than LaMelo, LiAngelo, and Lonzo, alright? I'm the only ball brother that matters.
Exactly.
What's up?
Oh, he's back.
Hey, what's good?
I mean, I've been back for like a minute.
Hey, welcome back.
What's welcome up? Back.
Hey, welcome
back
to
the TM32 podcast.
Yeah.
Gang, gang, swoop.
Hey, yo, welcome. What are you saying, bro?
Who?
You,
nigga.
What was I saying before I left?
I don't know.
Shit.
Something about how communism works.
That wasn't me.
Yeah, it was definitely you, bro.
Yeah.
Communism.
Hey, yo, comment down below if you guys think communism would work.
Alright.
I don't think we have a comment section.
But we do.
We do
have a like and subscribe button on our podcast.
Hey, yo, hit subscribe. Hit subscribe and you'll get my premium Snapchat.
You will. We will give it to you. We'll give it out.
Yo, we're on Apple Music now. And Spotify. And Google Podcasts.
Yep.
And Breaker.
Yeah.
And Anchor. Shout out Anchor for sponsoring this video.
Yeah, before we bless your ears with more content, podcast. Shout out Anchor.
Yo, we need to rerun that ad segment.
Yeah, I know. When the new season comes, you will see.
I thought this was the new season, bro.
Fam, when's the new season dropping?
I don't know. The new season's going to drop ish, whenever. I don't know.
Yeah, we drop one podcast and you guys here are like, yo, welcome back to season two. We're doing Beaver Tail Fridays now. That's the last chill, I heard of it.
Chill. This guy calling me out.
Yo, listen. Andre and I have been busy. We have school life and heartbreak.
Exactly. You guys suffer just as much as me, if not more, you know?
Yeah, school's been busy. I have work. Andre's running the school. Deadass, he's running the school.
I try. I don't run the school. Becca runs the school.
It's been sad nigga hours for a while now, though.
I don't know her.
Must be nice. Actually, I don't know her, too.
Bro, I don't know anyone, bro.
I was gonna say, Vim, I don't know who hurt you still. I told you, I gave him a thump as
everybody.
Yo, he said her name, too, while you were gone.
Yeah, I said her name.
Oh, wow. So I gotta yo, insert name here? You're fucking dead next time I see you still. Box you like a fucking kiati. Anyway.
Kiati.
Song of the week before we close.
Oh, Jerry Springer by Tory Lanez and T-Pain.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. T-Pain came out again.
Yo, the auto-tune's not even that bad.
I don't fuck with auto-tune,
bro. Yo, he's actually sick, though.
T-Pain's classic, bro.
He's sick.
Listen to... I think it's the Iron Way mixtape. That's a good one.
Oh, is that your song album of the week? Song, album?
Nah. It's just good. Like, that's a classic. Like good T-Pain is like that. What's up, babe?
Damn, this guy really flexed on us.
Do I have headphones? Why?
This guy really flexed on us. Yo, this guy's really flexing on us right now.
What the fuck?
Okay, let me see.
Excuse me, we are in the studio right now. We are recording.
Oh my gosh, relax, guys. We are in the booth. Jesus.
Hello.
I know.
Hi, I'm Vim. How's it going? Hello?
I'm dead.
We are recording right now. This is very unprofessional. I'd love to meet you one day, but hey, yo, this is unprofessional, bro.
All right, we're recording again, guys.
What do you mean you stopped? Fine. Okay,
I stopped recording because I was trying to look for something. Relax. So we'll just cut that segment out of the podcast because you're talking trash.
We're not talking trash. I'm just memeing, bro.
You're just memeing? Fucking.
Andre, what's your song of the week? Oh, I guess he's busy.
I'm so. Vim.
Vim, what is your song of the week?
My song of the week is Ransom by Lil Tika.
Fam, it's not Lil Tika.
It's Lil Tika now, bro.
Yo, I got black, I got white, but she white.
Outside the ghost drop up in the fan.
No, yeah,
no, about to blow. Wine,
are you dumb?
This guy called Lil Tika like the Tika raps I be eating. Oh my god.
Yo, when the shorties be pulling up to my house, they always be saying, I know I'm about to blow. Wine, dog.
Are you dumb? I got red, I got blue. What you want?
The Chanel Balenciaga
Louis Vuitton. Yo, shit. Yo, that music video slaps when that nigga's on the golf cart and he's like, go, whoa. That was good.
Andre, what's your song of the week?
Me?
Did you start recording again?
Yeah, I told you I did. All right.
Yeah, apologize here for me, man. I was just joking around.
Oh, no, she knows he's playing. She doesn't ask for. She didn't even hear shit. She just wants headphones.
Hey. God bless. I felt bad.
Cool. Shut up, nigga.
Hey, yo, don't disrespect women like that, man. Fuck.
How's that disrespect?
Shit.
Bro, always give the girl the orgasm first before yourself.
That's fast.
Yo, Sheck West, and I'm getting
really my fingers be real fast.
So my tongue.
He's fast with the cash. Got a blast.
Okay, Audrey, what's your song of the week?
It's gonna have to be Every Hour. The Kanye West Sunday Choir. Sunday Service Choir.
Is that
it's cost? Just good. Oh. It's good.
You know what's good? Indian remixes, bro. That shit low-key fire.
It is fire.
I got black, I got white, what do you want? I'm outside the ghost and I'm up in the phantom. And now I'm about to blow. I am dumb.
Are you dumb?
Yeah, you're
that's my song. Yeah. For my week.
For your week? Yeah, that's good. I didn't really listen to the album, so you know.
It's good. It's actually a good album. If you're into gospel music, it's a good album. If you're not, you're not gonna
like or it. Gospel music, sorry. I meant to say gospel music, not church music. I'm sorry.
I don't even know if it's offending anyone. If it does, I apologize.
Fuck, I just realized. I apologize. I forgot to order my do-rag.
Fam, I have three. I'll just toss you one.
Blast, let's go.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you guys live.
We don't live close to. This guy lives in the middle of fucking nowhere. You have to take 2-3 buses just to get to this damn house.
You smell that? Yes. I smell cat.
Whoa, this nigga said you smell cat.
You know what? You know why? Because I always had to Uber there.
Jeez. Alright, okay, I see you.
Nigga
bro.
Said Uber.
I see you. I.
Uber
everywhere. I see that. What do you mean I always have to Uber there? You only pull up once, man.
Free room. Fam, what do you mean?
You only pulled up once. Exposed.
I pulled up for your birthday. I pulled up for your birthday. I pulled up the next time and I pulled up the next. I pulled up for the Raptors game.
Alright, no, okay, yeah. You pulled up Raptors game and my birthday. That's it, bro.
No. I pulled up another time. I know that for facts.
Okay, name it. What was it?
I'm trying to think of it still.
You smell that? I smell more cap.
He sells more cap? Yo, caps for sale still.
Yo, somebody got the somebody got the flat caps for sale.
More caps for sale.
Bro, you're always running shit.
Snapbacks for sale,
when
bro.
I got stuff going on in my life.
Snapbacks for sale.
Okay.
Bro, anyways, you missed out on Halloween, man. We got shorties on top.
Yo, I had an exam on Saturday.
Oh my god, I'm so pissed about my Halloween stuff.
Yo, I went out as The Rock.
Bro, I'm low-key pissed because, like, fucking all my niggas got invited to this one chick's birthday party. I've been here for that chick for so long. Since
you
first
didn't
year.
Get invited?
I didn't get invited, bro. She even invited her ex, man. She invited her
and she
ex.
Invite you?
Exactly.
Wow.
I was cheese. I was mad cheese, bro. Like how could you do that, bro? I was there for her since day one, man. Fucking hell.
No, I'm gonna pull up on this girl right now.
I'll pull up on a shorty real fast.
Nah, fuck it. She ain't even worth it, bro. That's the thing.
Uh-huh. Good. I like that energy.
She probably even got a flat ass.
Facts.
Damn.
She got a flat chest too.
You know if a nigga had to hit, he just passed.
Damn. How you just disrespecting women right now?
I'm not disrespecting a woman, bro.
No, I'm talking about Andre.
Nah, he ain't disrespecting a woman either. She ain't a woman.
Say less. She's not even a woman.
Only reason that he don't fuck with her is she, cause she has a lot of sass. I tried to rhyme. I don't know, nigga. I was trying.
Exactly. She trying to fuck with me, but she got a flat ass.
Uh huh.
Why are you trying to fuck with me, man? You got sass.
Oh shit! There we go. See, he got it.
Yo, Andre, me and Vim are dropping a song.
Okay. Yeah. Fuck y'all.
I'm gonna pull up, but first let me fill up the gas.
Oh fuck.
Bitch, you ain't shit. Let me take out the trash.
Nah, chill. Damn. Whoa.
Damn.
My shit's on fire.
Oh my god. Legit. My lighter is lit.
My candle's lit up out of nowhere, bro. I'm telling you.
Not gonna lie, back in fucking middle school, I was one of the three rappers Eminem was afraid to diss.
Yo, I remember when he said that the first time, and since he said it the second time in the exact same way, you know it's not cap.
Exactly.
Ain't no cap on that.
Hey, yo, stream No Cap by Uncle Vim. Only on SoundCloud.
I never got back to you on the song. Fire.
Yo, thanks, he actually can spit.
I wish I had a deeper voice though, you know.
Just keep smoking. It'll be fine.
Keep smoking, true. Hey, yo, can we talk about the bald eagle, Alex Caruso?
What?
Bald eagle, bro.
Yo, are we winning?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, no, you're lying. Stop lying to me. No way, we're winning right now.
I don't care.
Stop,
this nigga so excited.
Oh my god, we're up 91, 81. Oh my god. Yo, the Lakers are trash. Fucking LeBron is trash. Anthony Davis is trash. Nah, that nigga you're trash. Van Vliet. I am Van Vliet.
Bro, take in. We're playing without.
Or Junior.
We're playing without Lowry, Pascal, and Patty McCarr, bro.
We're playing with. I never. What? Spicy?
Spicy P.
Spicy P. He's not even playing that good, but.
Spicy P is having some trouble, but hey, you know, he's got time. He's got time, man.
Yo, Matt Thomas was playing good for
Mr.
that little 99%, stretch.
Bro. Mr. 99%. That's his name.
99. Well, Terrence Davis is doing good. Rondae Hollis Jefferson's trash. Stanley Johnson's trash. Hey, why do you even fucking sign them?
Bro, big up Masai Ujiri, man. He found another athletic nigga named Terrence, and he balling. All right? Don't disrespect Terrence Davis. He's balling.
Yo, Terrence Davis is doing good.
He's undrafted, too, bro. Just like Fred VanVleet. He's Fred VanVleet the second now.
I thought I was.
A whole team of
You Fred VanVleet. Yeah, you junior, bro.
Oh.
Like, he's the
second.
He's the second because he's the son, but like you just the kid that he adopted. So you just like you the mini him that's not related by blood, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I got you, I got you.
Bro, junior. Back when I was in Hamilton, I pulled up to my barber. I'm like, hey, yo, hit me with that Fred VanVleet, bro. He blessed me with my beard, you know?
Oh, I thought you were gonna say he showed you, he fucked you up to the James Harden. I was like, oh, fuck.
Fuck.
Hey, well, I have a similar story. I pull up to my Starbucks and they know exactly what I want and my name. Shorty knows.
Damn.
Shorty knows. Yo, Asian things are popping, bro. Anyways.
Alright, thank you for coming to the podcast. my name is Andre. That was Eric. What is Wild Ass? Thank you, Vib. Coming back, Eric.Nightpaul, Andre.Brown with the X in the middle because X marks the spot. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter. You don't even have to fuck. We're not telling you that shit. That shit's in the bio. Fuck you.
It's in the bio. It's in the intro. It's on the outro.
Bitch.
Yeah, don't follow me, stalkers. I'm kidding.
Yeah. Don't follow me. For y'all out there, please don't follow me.
TM32.
Hey, yo, y'all high schoolers better not be pulling up in my DMs, man. That's been happening for a while. These bitches on TikTok be asking for my dick.
Bro, fuck TikTok.
Yo, you already got one for real? Anyways, don't know.
Jeez!
Alright, we're off this. Fuck this. Fuck.